A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
You have the experience when you're anxious about something, it just kind of consumes all your thoughts. The dreams are all about that thing. Have you had that experience? I must be anxious about this morning's homily because last night, let me tell you, my dreams was a doozy. All night long, dreamt about preaching here. It must have been a great homily. Because I went on and on and on. We had to take two or three breaks. Now, I don't remember everything about it, but I remember enough. So lean back, because, yeah, we're going to miss kickoff for tonight's football game. Now, I'm not going to give you all the details. First of all, there will be a revolt. You'll stand up, you'll leave after 45 minutes. But you may be preoccupied with the details if I go on and miss the whole point of the homily. Assuming, of course, that the homily does have a point. You know, I think we get that way whenever we encounter apocalyptic language like we have in this morning's gospel. We get preoccupied with all these dramatic images that we forget the good news. We see all the details, but miss the big picture. We can't see the forest for the trees. We're trying to identify the earthquakes and the famines and the plagues. And the message of Jesus just passes us by. Remember, we are Catholics. We are not fundamentalists. We need to step back and look at the big picture of the gospel. Try to see what the point is. The first hearers of this gospel, Luke's community, 50 years after the resurrection, a lot of what has been described in this gospel passage is within their experience. The temple has been destroyed. Common way of describing that destruction. Not a stone was left on top of the other, the way Luke describes it this morning. The Jewish revolt has been suppressed, the first Jewish revolt. And it was suppressed in a very, 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 very bloody way. The Christian communities themselves are having a hard time. Various spots are experiencing persecution. That description of being turned in by family members and friends, it's within their experience. The early communities were also going through an identity crisis. They're asking themselves, who are we? We started out in Judaism. Are we still Jews? Or, you know, we have all of these Gentiles coming in. Are we something else now? Their lives were full of disarray. Their lives were chaos itself. And so the first hearers of this gospel, they didn't hear the chaos that's described. What they heard was the hope that Jesus was trying to convey. They got the point. The point that everyone whose life is full of chaos, full of disarray, full of uncertainty, longs to hear, needs to hear. And what is the point? Do not be terrified. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives.